Torn from the fiery pages of the mightiest annals of the West comes the supreme saga in the great tradition of frontier drama.
When I want to hear my favorite songs, when I really want to sing along, when I want to just let everything go, I wait until everybody's gone. I put my headphones on and I turn up my radio and listen to Red Wine on a Sunday. I listen to
West, there's a trail that leads somewhere, and a call of the wild that takes some people there, through Monument Valley to California, son, from New Amsterdam to the way the West was won. Wow, years will go by when you won't get nowhere. You're cold and you're tired and you're free and you don't care. Keep pushing on when your friends keep turning back, and you keep building towns and laying railroad track, and things get crazy and you have to use that gun, and you wonder if this is the way the West is won. But keep thinking that way and you won't get nowhere, 'cause you got a right just to get where you're going to. Gotta keep running, gotta be the best. Gotta walk on the Wild West.
Choose what you will say.
But thinking that way and you won't get nowhere, 'cause you got a right just to get where you're going to. Gotta keep running, gotta be the best. Gotta walk on in the Wild West. Keep thinking that way and you won't get nowhere, 'cause you got a right just to get where you're going to. Thank you.
Hello, and welcome to Red, Red Wine on a Sunday. I'm Jerry, your host, and this week on the show, I celebrate that Mel Brooks classic, Blazing Saddles. So grab a bowl of beans and head out on the streets of Laredo.
Since you are my guest and I am your host, what are your pleasures? What do you like to do?
Oh, I don't know. Play chess? Screw.
Well, let's play chess.
That ghetto thing, oh, that combat rock wrapped in cellophane, lying on the sands of Putney Bay. The weekend and the rash, not for the second wave. We always send this information, sent to fuck up this boy's reputation. Cut it out, yeah, cut it out, oh yeah. See the Vulcan cold again. High on ethanol and good old cheap remain. We're out here in freedom washing down the drain. But I don't wanna pump your cars or piss on your parade. Yeah, we're all out of control. Disinformation.
From the album released in 2014 called 10 Tales from the Gin Palace, that was the Peckham Cowboys with the song Cut It Out. I have to thank Kate for suggesting something from that great album for the show tonight. Yes, cowboys are rampant in Blazing Saddles. They roam the streets of Rock Ridge, a fictional town in the Old West. Paul Westerberg is rampant in the streets of Laredo, the song before the Peckham Cowboys. You can find that cover of the Cowboy Standard that I knew from the Johnny Cash version. But you can find that on, DGT, a release Westerberg put out digitally in 2009. Yeah, back to Johnny Cash. Yeah, we will be hearing from him in this episode, that is for sure. Okay, back at the start of the show, a bit of Joe Jackson with the song Wild West, ripped from my copy of the Big World album. Interesting LP, as it is a gatefold, you know, with two discs, but the D side, or the second side of the second disc, is blank. You don't see that much. In fact, I can't think of any other 2-LP set that leaves a side blank. Maybe you have one. You know, there is a great role in the movie, amongst many, that he is Jim the Gunslinger. That character is also known as the Waco Kid, before he crawled into the bottle. Gene Wilder plays the man with the fastest hands around, and you just gotta love him. You know, when you get Mel Brooks and Gene Wilder together, good things happen. Back to the music. Here's another suggestion, this time from Jer.
Just can't wait for that sun to hide away to the day glow. It's a pain, you know. mighty taco stand with a hot tortilla in his hand. Five tacos and beans is what he had. His face was clean, he looked pretty bad. But when he tried to eat the rest, there was a heartburn in the chest of Gringo. Gringo!
Gringo!
His breath was short, it turned kinda blue. I gave him tequila and pulled him through. He looked at me, said, thanks a lot, but you sure make your tacos hot. You ate too much, you ate too fast. He left, I thought I'd see the last of Gringo. Gringo!
Gringo! Gringo!
One year later, he come in again, says, all the tacos you got, my friend. I put 20 tacos on top of his plate, but the more I cooked, the faster he ate. People were shouting for him to go on, when all of a sudden... Gringo was gone. They say it was age that made me sell the taco stand I love so swell. But on his grave, they can't explain the stale tortilla by the name of Gringo. Gringo!
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 Hey, señor.
Si.
What happened to your man?
You know, I think he should have stuck to tuna casserole.
Hey, you know what? He don't move no more.
No, he should have stuck to some kind of bland food. You know what I mean?
I am just a cowboy, lonesome on the trail. A starry night, a campfire light. The coyote call and the howling wind's wail. So I'll ride out to the old sundown.
Yeah.
then I'll turn around. And I'll move my fingers up and down, up and down. It's okay, amigo, just let me go. Riding in on the rodeo.
One of the first songs I thought of when putting this little show together, Thin Lizzy and Cowboy Song from the classic Jailbreak album of 76. Rest in peace, Mr. Lynott. Yeah, 31 years ago, he passed. Some fun in there before the Lizzy, El Clod with Gringo, a parody of the classic Lorne Greene song, that being Ringo. Jeff sent along that one with the subject line, very politically incorrect, but funny Western song. Yes, but you could say that about the Blazing Saddles movie, too. Unless you realize that the movie is pure satire. You know, there's a fine line between satire and politically correct, and something that I think that political correctness is kind of a modern disease. You know, I love to laugh, and sometimes it is at the expense of groups that might throw a fit, like middle-aged white guys and their sacred cowboy movies. Here, if you're a John Wayne loving, Ford truck driving gringo, Blazing Saddles is not for you. All right, rant over. Before that, Gringo Tangent, a bit of the Australian band UMI from their 2006 album called Convicts. Song Gunslingers, the suggestion from Jeremy Porter and the Tucos, who have been teasing us with road blogs throughout July, wrapping up with one from Ithaca that tells us that they will be off the road for 2 months mixing and mastering their new record. Ooh, those 2 months are almost over. Can't wait to get that one in the mail. Hey, Jer, maybe send a candygram with it in care of Mongo? Yeah, that's the ticket.
Candygram for Mongo.
Sign, please. Thank you.
Mungo like candy.
We'll be right back.
This is great, Joe. We can talk about anything real fuck people up, like farting. Like, we all fart, that's human. Right? If you don't fart, you blow your brains out. Try not to fart. A fart will come out as a belch. You have to fart. My father would fart, he'd wake up in the morning walking through the house. Good morning. And blame it on my mother. That you, baby? Girls don't fart, though, right? Girls poop. Go. Excuse me. My grandmother was the only woman who'd fart. But she'd wake till 4 o'clock in the morning to sit on the toilet, never shit, just make echo sound. Wake up everybody in the neighborhood. It must be 4 o'clock. Good night.
Baby, I got gas!
Expressions. Improvised adventures lost in the way. Absolute the course which instinct betrays. Grinding in reversal, out through till down. Proper naked cell, solutions surround. Brightness being real, blinding and free. Pastel gems hit burlesque skin flaw. Fuck of the instant, challenging the time. Through the observer, plagiarizing hands.
Yes, admit it, that scene in Blazing Saddles around the campfire. Yeah, sophomoric and simple, aiming for the most based humor imaginable. But you laughed. Like me, you couldn't help it. You know, in Kate's note this week, she was wondering if anyone would suggest songs about flatulence. Well, no one did, so I dug around in the Pinhead collection for a few. You heard the Minutemen with the song, The Roar of the Masses Could Be Farts, from the classic Double Nickels and the Dime. And before that, Boris the Sprinkler with Baby I Got Gas, from the Boris the Sprinkler Sucks album of 98. You know, there are many other songs I could play, Kate, but those were the first two that come to mind, or should I say, trigger that base emotion of disgust. Yes, farting, as Richard Pryor so succinctly titled the bit I played before Boris. You can find that on his album called, appropriately enough, Craps. Recorded live at Red Fox's Club in Hollywood in 71, just a few years before teaming with Mel Brooks to write Blazing Saddles. Yeah, did you know that Richard Pryor co-wrote the movie? You know, I didn't realize it until digging into the this show and hitting the old IMDb. Interesting stuff. A bit of Devo before Pryor with the song Mongoloid from the We Are Not Men, We Are Devo album of 78. That, of course, is referring to Mongo, the cowboy in the movie played by Alex Karras. Watching the movie for the, I think, sixth or seventh time this last Friday night, I have to say that he kind of steals the show and has the absolute best line in the movie: Mongo, just a pawn in the game of life. Well, aren't we all Mongo? You speak the truth simply. You know, his over-the-top characterization of brute force and brute wisdom is unrivaled in the annals of cinematic history. Wait, getting carried away there. Must be the movie. More cowboy stuff up next with a bit of Annabella thrown in.
Like that, and he don't eat, he is going to die.
When?
Body maker, gunslinger, liquor spittle, domesticated, runs cricket towns and we center drums concurrently. Body making beat singer, has pop a cat a pedal babies, dance a measure, 1, 2, 3, center drums concurrently. 20 to 30 in 15 seconds, 30 to 40 in 15 years. 40 to 50, it's off the scale, you are not getting back in. Draw a line from New York to Bristol, draw a line from LA to here. Smart guitars and lit nights, drawn shades, cafe meals, strip bars and deals, sunshine, rivers, pictures of Elvis, Lakers, weddings, a clean pair of heels, girls in print dress, boys in a Q-mix. You are here, unless, unless. Body make them hopping, what's a sense of history, baby, when it leaves you all at sea, center trunks concurrently. Well, how far can you say you've come when you're still looking for all your usual answers in a ceremony? As far as an aisle, as far as an overview. Spin a handgun, shoot up the place. Music's a lovable toy, I'm not a companion boy, you could be. Who cares? Body make a in swinger, wants a better deal. She said it's not her privilege, I agree. Sentence runs concurrently. 20 to 30 in 15 seconds, 30 to 40 in 15 years. 40 to 50, that's off the scale, you are not getting back in. You can sit in the park of Bad Art, baby, where your heart says you are here. You can walk around, see the funny statues, train yourself for the world, I don't know. God has spoke, he calls you in, written down, it's someone else. It's all to sun and nothing as well, but love is a sound like a warning bell. She said it's very important. I agree. Sentence runs concurrently. Your body make him dancing. Your leg and spit off, baby. Donna Kenneth versus Cricket Tennis. Sentence runs concurrently.
Aeroplanes there with the song Fade Me Come Gunslinger from the Life Model album of 94. Love that band from Bristol, England. Starting to set off some Bow Wow Wow with the song Cowboy from the band's debut album called I Want Candy, released back in 82. One of my favorite of that year with such great songs as the title track Go Wild in the Country and Louis Couture. Yes, Malcolm McLaren, the mastermind behind the Sex Pistols, brought us that band, and I am so glad he did. You know, he's often slagged as being a punk opportunist, but his role in the movement was crucial. I might need to do a McLaren show one of these days. Adam Ant, New York Dolls, The Slits. All right, back to some power pop.
Watch your money, you better watch your coat. I don't want your honey, I'm gonna sit your throat. But take a look around, you might be standing there. You better watch your handbag, baby, cause he doesn't care. You know he was my friend, but I don't trust him anymore. Oh no, and I said, I've got a warning now, look out. Watch out, honey, there's a thief about. You better better watch your diamonds. You better watch your furs. You better watch your girlfriend too, 'cause you might take her. I bet this is funny. I don't see this bro. You won't be hard to recognize. It's when Johnny's cold. You know he was my friend, but I don't trust him anymore. Oh no. And I said, I'm gonna warn you now. Look out. Watch out, honey, there's a people bow. I bet he says he's my best friend, forever faithful to the end. Oh, what a fool I am. Watch out now.
Indian agents, Mexican bandits, muggers, buggerers, bushwhackers, horn swagglers, horse thieves, bull dykes, train robbers, bank robbers, ass kickers, shit kickers, and Methodists!
Could you repeat that, sir?
Into town. Now the locals are around.
Introducing to the world, one and only Junior Mervyn from those time until this time and forever. The big song called Police and Thief. Them still around the street, I am.
Police and thieves in the street, fighting the nation with their guns and ammunition. Police and thieves in the street, scaring the nation with their guns and ammunition. From Genesis to Revelation, the next generation will be here. All the crimes committed day by day, no one tried to stop it in any way. All the peacemakers turn war officers. Hear when I say, police and thieves in the street, fighting the nation with their guns and ammunition. Police and thieves in the street, scaring the nation with their guns and ammunition. All the crimes committed day by day, no one tried to stop it in any way. All the peacemakers turn war officers. Hear when I say, hey, 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 police and thieves in the street, fighting the nation with guns and ammunition. Police and thieves in the street, scaring the nation with guns and ammunition. Police and thieves.
Forever, I'm so forgotten, but right now, so let's celebrate.
Well, it is that time to uncork a red, and tonight I have a Terra di Oro Zinfandel from the Amador Valley in California. It's a 2014 vintage from the Deaver Vineyard. Finishing up a bottle I uncorked last night as we had it with a few dishes ordered from our favorite Thai restaurant. It went well with the drunken noodles, the heat there, but let's not mince words. Let's get to a toast and a taste. Quickly, let me pour some here. So please raise up your glass. And let's honor that great comedy of 1974, Blazing Jet Saddles. Cheers. Well, that one has changed a bit in the 24 hours that I've had it open. With a bit of oxygen, a smooth red. It's turned into a silken dream, full of the red fruit you'd expect in Zen. You know, I have to admit that I was a bit taken aback when I first opened the wine. It was pretty light, you know, color. The grapes used to make this wine are from vines planted in the 1880s. And the ones I've had previously, the previous vintages, have been dark as night. But this one is kind of a bright red, translucent. You know, almost as if they had replanted the vineyard and used grapes from the first few years of yield. You know, I'm actually loving it, but for reasons I didn't expect. That's what I love about wines. They can be different every year and surprise you if you have those predetermined opinions. Kind of like the movie. Yes, just another Western parody, but it delivers much more. Well, I need another sip, so please raise your glass up. And back to the fine contributors, up to the fine contributors, excuse me, to the show this week. Jer, Boyd, Kate, Jeff, and Darren. Cheers. Well, the music you heard there started the set off with some power pop from the British band The Incredible Kidda Band. The song we heard was Watch Out Thief, and I took it from a compilation called Too Much, Too Little, Too Late, released on LP by the Detour Records label in 2000. The comp collects all the singles and a number of demos from this band that never released a full length until the comp came out. And all their singles were from like the 80s, mid-80s, early 80s. After the Kidda Band, a great suggestion from Darren, Peter and the Test Tube Babies with Buzanza from the appropriately titled album Rotting in the Fart Sack. Darren writes, did you see they recently had to cancel a U.S. tour? Lead singer Peter was recently refused entry to the U.S. Customs officials asked him if that was his mocking Mein Trump in Germany last year and promptly put him in the next flight back to the UK. Yes, Darren, I did see that, and the orange shame only gets bigger every day. Crazy world we live in. Into the set with Junior Mervin and the classic Police and Thieves from the soundtrack to the movie Rockers. You know, that reminds me that in 2 weeks, movie summer continues with The Harder They Come. You know, that Jamaican movie that brought reggae to the masses? Yeah, and the following week we will hit show number 360, so covers will be played. And the ground rules of the show will be discussed. Yes, no show next week, because I'll be using the three-day weekend to catch up on other projects, including the 50 Songs podcast, where I feature a song a month. Yes, a song that means a lot to the Pinhead Clan, and one that we can punch up on the juke. Speaking of the juke, I'll be playing a few 45s in a bit, but first, let's head over to the new releases aisle and see what has been hitting the shelves. I need a leaf, I need gas. We'll be right back.
Okay. Now, what'll that asshole think of next? Is anybody got a dime?
I wanna now, I wanna know. I got to rock, I need to roll. If you can't hang with the speed I go, I'm gonna roll tonight. I wanna now, I wanna know.
Latest called Wildcat. Before that, some Wildlife. From their latest called Out on Your Block, the song is Desperate Times. Starting the set off, the Bomb Pops with Brake Lights from their debut called Fear of Missing Out. Been loving this debut from the Oceanside, California based pop punk band. They have been around since 2008 and have released a few singles, including a self release 7 inch that I now need to track down.
Me and my baby come down at night. Ran into some screwball, said he wanted to fight. I said, all right, let's step outside.
Hey!
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hold my jacket. Just let this go. I can't just walk away. He thinks he's so tough. I just have to say, enough
enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
I'm carrying nunchucks, don't think I don't. Maybe I use them, maybe I won't. If he's cool, I won't. But if he's a tool, this go. I can't just walk away. He thinks he's so tough. I just have to say, enough is enough. Enough is enough. We'll go man to man. Just me and him. But this ain't just about me. It's also about my friend Tim. Took a song from him, never gave it back.
Hey!
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Trust me on this one. If I let this go, if I walk away, I'll just have to call his bluff some other day. Enough is enough. Enough is enough.
Soldiers, do you like it? I'm stealing for the feeling.
cheap.
How about some more beans, Mr. Taggart?
I'd say you've had enough.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Gotta send you to the moon. When you're near, I've got to clear the room. I can hear you talking through a soundproof wall and on down the hall. So blast off, just disappear. Blast off, get out of here.
Favorite band at the moment, the Putts, great name. You heard an episode appropriate song called Blast Off. Actually, not the same kind of Blast Off in Blazing Saddles, but close enough. That is from the Clinically Inane album, and you can find it over on the Bandcamp Machine and on the latest Tom Unit Live. Yeah, that great podcast and live show from the captain of the Real Punk Radio airwaves, Tom Unit. Yes, the very same Real Punk Radio that airs this show on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific airs his show live at 8 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday nights. You have a bit more red, so please raise your glass back up to Real Punk Radio and Tomer. Cheers to you, mate. All right, starting the set off. That's good. You heard Todd Snyder with the song Enough is Enough from the East Side Bulldog album, his latest. Sandwiched in between there, a band I have not yet played on the show. The song is called Stole This, and the band is Bread and Butter. And it's from their self-titled debut album. That band hails from Seattle and are best described in their bio on their website. Let's see, I quote, "This is power, a power pop group that doesn't skimp on the pop or the power. Each song is carefully arranged, but still sounds like it's in danger of flying out of control, like any good party." Nice, and you can get their stuff on the old Bandcamp. Let's see, digitally, of course. Let's see, there's a CD and a black vinyl version as well. And, oh, dang, it looks like they pressed up a yellow butter vinyl version, but... the 1,000 pressed up melted away quickly on the site. You know, it looks like Discogs has one for sale. I'll need to steal that one. All right, back to the movie and a couple sets of 7-inchers and that Johnny Cash I promised you.
Here lies Les Moore, four slugs from a 44, no less, no more. Out in Arizona, just south of Tucson, where tumbleweeds tumble in search of a home. There's a town they call Tombstone, where the brave never cry. They live by a six-gun, by a six-gun they die. It's been a long time now since the town was a boom. The jailhouse is empty, so's the palace saloon. Just one look will tell you that this town was real. A secluded old dirt road leads up to Boot Hill. Walk up to the fence there and look at the view. That's where they were hanging, 1882. It's easy to see where the brave men have died. Rope marks on the old tree are now petrified. At night when the moon shines so far away, it gets mighty lonesome looking down on the grave. There lies Billy Glenn, never wanted to kill, but he's there with the guilty way up on Boot Hill.
Be risking your lives, whilst I will be risking an almost certain Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actor.
pulled a fast one on you there. Some classic country followed up with a tongue-in-cheek synth-pop classic. The band is Boys Don't Cry, a one-hit wonder out of 85 with a memorable video for the song featuring Lemmy and a memorable name for the band the founders were previously in. They called themselves the Jazz Sluts, which is spelled all in one word. Yes, I thought the humor matches up well with Mel humor of Blazing Saddles. Starting to set off kind of in a serious note and a bit of cash with the song The Ballad of Boot Hill. Boyd kindly suggested that one from his box set called The Essential Johnny Cash, 1955 to 1983. I did you one better there, Boyd, by ripping it from the 1959 Columbia EP called The Rebel Johnny Yuma. Sorry for the clicks and pops. Yes, I had to put a quarter on the top of the cartridge as it has a nasty gash in it, but the EP gatefold cover is nice, with a great picture of the then 27-year-old Johnny. All right, let's get back to the 80s again with the Butler Brothers.
Thank you. There's a lot of ways to imitate the fart sound. Kids find them all. Kids think farts are funny. Kids enjoy farts. Farts are funny as hell. Farts are shit without the mess. Look at it that way. Kids think it's great, man. They know they're funny and fun. In the bathtub, they're funny. Oh. Wasn't there a thump? Wasn't there a guy who was a thump? Guy who bites the bubbles in the bathtub. Ah. I remember some moronic 8-year-old thing like that. If you had short pants on and you were seated on a flat wooden chair during the summertime, oh man, you had to do the one cheek sneak, man. Pray. Please, God. Yeah, kids know they're fun. That's why you call kids fart. Fart's a fun word, too. A fun fart. Hey, fart, he's a cute little fart. Isn't he a cute little fart? They're always about that big, a fart, because that's about how big a fart is, right? It's a fart. It's always a cute little fart. Or an old fart. Okay. Because old people are just bent kids, you know? We do. We start out as children, and we wind up being another form of child, and it'd be nice to remember all the way through, you know, what the ground rules are. But it's true.
I'm just an old fart. Leave me alone. I don't want anything. I'd love you.
Farting, there's, you got a lot of weird things. Like some guys, depending on how people react to it, you know, some guys say, "Hey, who let go? Hey!
Hey, if you're sick, go to the hospital, man. Boy. Something died inside that cat. Woo. Light a match, man. We're there.
Wow. You can't see it coming until it's too late. He had a bad feeling, can't hesitate. And at the end of the day, he was so tired. And he looked at television and who's a fucking liar. He hates society and thinks it's too big. It's just about killing a man with his rig. And he knew what was happening few years ago. And he's the first on the case that there's a fire to show. Bright light, here comes the night. Make friends, I don't get too close for a man who's got nothing, still got the fancy. Family never knows the truth, cause he gets caught when he tells the truth. I know friends to lose, all time to betray. Rendition from the paper's gonna make him again. Bright light, here goes the night. Intensified anger can't be controlled until the end. Discretion, it brought it all down. If there was ever a voice of reason, it can never be found. The timing was perfect, security was clear. Computers, damn, it's collapsed in fear. A desperate mind lives in a way. It's a good, good thing. Got it straight. Bright light, you're cold tonight.
From the Epitaph 7-inch release back in 95, that was Rancid with the song Blast 'Em. But hey, I didn't need to tell you that. I do need to tell you that the bit before Rancid was from an album called Occupational Fool, and one George Carlin. He calls the bit cute little farts, and yes, he's one of those, I think. The Psych Fur started the set off with the song Here Comes Cowboys, ripped from the 7-inch vinyl version, pressed up by The Boatload by Columbia. Yes, the band got very popular after that John Hughes film. You know, that one that appropriated its title from the band? And the song they wrote. Yeah, Pretty in Pink. Alright, I got one more song for you tonight, and this one goes out to Jake of the Jake's Inferno Show. You see, I had never heard of this next band until he sent along a song for show number 55 back in June of 2010. I later found the 7-inch on Estrus that he sent along, and here it is for you to enjoy. Well, actually, the B-side of it. The band is the Swedish band Super Grooves, and the song Midnight Cowboy. I hope you've enjoyed the Blazing Saddles theme, and I'll see you next time for more Red Red Wine on a Sunday.
Incidentally, it's been wonderful being able to bring you our recorded music that you've requested. And in the future, ladies and gentlemen, if you think of some number you'd like me to record, let me know, because I enjoy making records of the numbers you want most to hear. And George is suggesting right now that it's time to go.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.